This is Greta Mart for Issues and Ideas. Tonight on the Cal Poly campus, there's a free public presentation by one of the world's foremost astronomers, Dr. Fran Bagnall. I invited two people to the KCBX studio to learn more about Dr. Bagnall and her presentation, Learning Astronomy at Cal Poly and Stargazing on the Central Coast. Please introduce yourselves.
John Keller, Professor of Astronomy at Cal Poly.
Joseph Caro, I'm the president of the Central Coast Astronomical Society.
And tell me about what's happening at Cal Poly this evening.
Fran Bagnall is a researcher at the University of Colorado Boulder. She's coming to Cal Poly for Wednesday and Thursday to give a talk about the New Horizons mission and the Juno mission, which are both at Pluto and Jupiter. This is our first annual Sue and Ross Benitez Space Exploration Forum, and Fran is our featured speaker at this Wednesday event.
And tell me about the mission itself. I know nothing about this mission.
Right. So Fran is part of two missions. The New Horizons mission flew past Pluto 2 summers ago, did the closest flyby of that outer dwarf planet, and it's continuing on to another part of the solar system for another encounter about 2 years from now. So that's one mission she'll talk about. The other is the Juno mission, which is currently orbiting around Jupiter, doing the closest flybys over the surfaces of Jupiter's cloud tops that we have ever had. It's actually studying the interior of Jupiter, understanding the interior mechanisms of what's happening in that large gas planet.
Okay, and is it sending back images?
So in both missions have images that they sent back using radio waves, but the central core of Jupiter's, the Juno mission, is actually to study the interior of Jupiter by looking at the gravitational field. And then also Fran's specific specialty is in magnetic fields, and Jupiter has a massive magnetic field, so it has a detector that measures the field particles and the field conditions of the magnetic field of Jupiter.
So what will people learn if they come to this event Wednesday evening?
Fran will definitely be sharing amazing images, lots of 3D glass pictures of Pluto and Jupiter. Really, these two missions are the closest approaching satellites to these two planetary bodies that we've ever had. So amazing eye visuals of the images that were sent back by those missions. And then also just learning about the cutting edge discoveries. Like, we had never flown past Pluto, right? So this is a very, very first understanding of that dwarf planet's surface and the things that we've learned from the New Horizons mission.
And in 2 years, where it's going to keep going, where's it going?
Using the Hubble Space Telescope, the New Horizons team has actually identified a smaller object further out in the solar system, another part of the Kuiper Belt. It's a Kuiper Belt object. It's about a 40-kilometer sized object, so very, very small. And we don't know how big it is yet. They're going to be doing research this summer to figure that out. But it's going to fly past the second Kuiper Belt object, which will be a very different world than Pluto. Pluto's 1,000 kilometers big, so this is a factor of at least 10 times smaller than that, which will have an entirely different surface with lots of different kind of features that you wouldn't necessarily expect.
And tell me about I didn't even know there was an astronomy society here. How long have you guys been around, and what do you do? Do you meet and look at the stars?
Well, our activities are considerably more local than the ones that were described to you, because we limit our activities to San Luis Obispo County. But our basic mission is to provide an opportunity for people to observe celestial objects and to attend meetings and get information about astronomy. It's all very informal, but we've been doing this for quite a while now, and we're very active in our local community. We go to high schools, elementary schools, and private groups. We also have public meetings at the KOA campgrounds in Santa Margarita, and they're open to the general public. There is no charge. And we also have monthly meetings at the Wesley Building, the Methodist Church on Frederick Street. And those two meetings are open to the general public, and anyone who wishes to attend may do so.
How many members do you have in the Central Coast Astronomical Society?
We have about 80 active members and a mailing list of over 400.
Okay, if I didn't have my own telescope, but I wanted to come, would I be able to look at other people's telescopes?
Well, at the general meetings, no, but at the KOA campgrounds, yes. A group of astronomers will take their telescopes to that site, and we use those telescopes, of course, to view objects in the sky.
Okay. Is that one of the best places in the county because of no light? It's pretty rural?
It's relatively dark, and it's fairly easy to reach, so The darker locations where you have to go farther east in our county are more difficult to reach.
Right. And of course, on the west, you probably get cloud cover a lot. So it's best.
True.
Okay. All righty. Neat. And how long have you guys been around?
I don't know the exact age of our group. I joined in September 2003, and it was a fairly old group at that time.
Wow, okay. Right.
They do those star parties monthly, so every weekend around the new moon, any member of the public can go up to Santa Margarita to do public star viewing.
That's neat. Okay, great. That's good to know. And the new moon meaning because there is no moon and it's dark.
Right.
Okay.
Correct.
All right.
Yep.
And you study astronomy at Cal Poly?
So within Cal Poly, there are four faculty who study astronomy, and we're all part of the physics program. You can't get a major in astronomy, but you can minor in astronomy from any major in the campus.
Wow. And tell me about the specialty of the four faculty.
Sure. Yeah. So my research is specifically on the Kuiper Belt. I do a citizen science project that involves high school stretching from Canada to Mexico, where we have high school teachers helping us measure these small objects out by Pluto and this object that New Horizons is going to fly past.
Does that actually provide data from high school students that you use?
Correct, yeah.
Wow.
It's an NSF-funded project, and we have 55 high schools from the Canada border down to the Mexico border. We're watching asteroids pass in front of stars, and the telescopes that we've provided to those schools can actually measure the stars as if they get affected by the starlight coming from those objects in the solar system.
Wow, that's cool. Okay.
Yeah, so that's an outer solar system project that I'm a part of. Dr. Mitchell is another astronomer who does extrasolar planet transits. He's looking for extrasolar planets around other star systems. We also have two galactic astronomers who study faraway galaxies, specifically the centers. Dr. Von der Bennett started just the interior supermassive black holes in the middle of galaxies. And then a new faculty who just arrived this last fall, Louise Edwards, does a lot of multi-wavelength astronomy in galactic astronomy. So we have a very active group of astronomers, mostly engaging students, undergraduates, and collecting data from telescopes around the solar system, stars in our galaxy, and then galaxies farther away.
Okay. And where's the biggest giant telescope to the Central Coast? Is there one on Mount Wilson?
So the closest one that Cal Poly is centrally involved in is the Lick Observatory up at Mount Hamilton in the Bay Area.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking of.
Actually, Dr. Benner created a remote observing session on Cal Poly campus that is directly connected to that telescope. So we have college students who are using our control room on campus to use the Lick Observatory 3-meter telescope.
Wow. You mean remotely?
Correct. They observe two nights ago from Cal Poly using the 3-meter telescope at Lick Observatory. So that's a great resource for undergraduates to be able to do astronomy.
Actually, a remote telescopy is a very useful tool. I personally have a subscription with two centers, one located in Santiago, Chile, and one located on the Canary Islands off of West Africa. And I get photographs from those telescopes that I analyze and then use that data for my reports.
Excellent. So you're sitting at home looking from remotely, right?
Well, not actually looking. I basically send coordinates. They put the coordinates into their systems and take photographs, and then they send the photographs to me.
Okay, I see. Did you have a career in astronomy?
No, but as I related to Dr. Keller earlier, and this is a completely true story, in August of 2003, Mars was as close to the Earth as it ever gets. And as I looked at it with a pair of binoculars, I remarked to my wife, Sharon, wouldn't it be wonderful, I said, if we had a telescope so that we could look at this planet. And on September 20 of that year, which was my birthday, when I got home from work, there was a telescope in the living room.
I love that. And so that's what got you started?
That's what got me started.
Did you have a career in physics? I mean, was it math related or was it a completely different?
I have a bachelor's degree in biology and a master's degree in business administration.
Okay. All righty. So that got you started getting your own telescope.
Right.
And where do you have it set up? Is it in your backyard or is it portable?
Well, if you consider 72 pounds portable, yes.
Okay.
So, yes, most of the time I set it up in my backyard. I live in West Paso Robles where it's relatively dark, but I frequently go to other locations in order to take advantage of the darker environment.
Okay, all righty. And tell me about Fran. I don't know. Who is this person?
Yeah, so Fran is she's a planetary scientist from the University of Colorado in Boulder. She's been active in space missions for several decades now. She's a lead on one of the main magnetometer instruments on the Juno mission.
What's a magnetometer?
It's a magnetic field detector. So basically, you can measure the magnetic field of Jupiter.
Okay.
And so she is, this is part of an annual event that Cal Poly plans to give for the next X number of years. It's the Sue and Ross Benitez Space Exploration Forum. We intend to bring a speaker around who's doing some type of work in space exploration each year for a public talk to basically raise awareness and publicity about the types of really cool, exciting discoveries that are happening in, as we explore the environment around us.
Okay, terrific. What else would you like the public to know about the Cal Poly program or the event?
Yeah, I would really encourage people to come out to the Spanos Theater at Cal Poly, just behind the Pacific Performing Arts Center. The talk will start at 7 o'clock p.m. with the doors opening at 6:30. Fran will be giving an hour and a half, roughly an hour talk about both Pluto and Jupiter. So if any of your listeners have wanted to learn anything about the cutting edge research on these two bodies, she'll also be there for answering questions through 8:30. So it should be a really great event to really get. She is one of the central researchers on these two, on the largest planet in the solar system, Jupiter, and the smallest dwarf planet, one of the largest dwarf planets, but a very small planet in our solar system as well, Pluto.
Pluto. I thought Pluto was degraded from a planet.
So, I mean, Pluto is now characterized as a dwarf planet, and I would encourage people to think about the fact that planet is in the word dwarf planet. So it is still a planet. It's okay. Just a smaller planet.
Right.
Many folks thought that it stopped becoming even an object, but it is still out there in the solar system with lots to teach us about where the solar system came from.
And how relatively to Earth, how big is Pluto? Similar to the size of Earth, or what?
No,
but 10 times the diameter. Yeah, or sorry, a tenth the diameter. Yeah.
Okay, so, got it. Yeah. Great. And if people want more information, does the society have a website, or how would they get a hold of?
Yes, we have a website, ccas.org, and individuals are welcome to send questions, ask about astronomy, and I'll be happy to answer them. We have the monthly meetings here in San Luis Obispo and our star parties, that's what we call them, at the KOA campgrounds, also monthly. And as John mentioned, they're usually held at the beginning of the month when there's no moon, because a full moon would just fill the sky with light and obliterate virtually every object out there.
Okay.
You couldn't see anything else. So, yes, people are welcome to send questions. We also provide instruction when individuals buy a telescope or have one and they don't know how to use one. So we'll be happy to try and help them.
Yeah, that would be very useful, because if someone gave me a telescope, I would not know how to use it.
Right.
It would take me a while. Yeah. Okay.
The Central Coast Astronomical Society does a great job working with the general public, and this public talk that we'll be giving on Wednesday is also open to all audiences of all ages.
And so is it free?
It's a free public talk for mm-hmm. students, kids, students, adults, grandparents.
Okay. Anybody. All right. Well, thanks for coming in. I appreciate
you
taking the time.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Okay.
I've been speaking with Cal Poly astronomy professor John Keller and Joseph Carl, president of the Central Coast Astronomical Society. For KCBX and Issues and Ideas, I'm Greta Mart.